Welcome, everyone. I've got the pleasure of introducing Sandra Ka from Intel, who's going to talk about Apache Commons crypto. Thanks.
Okay, Sandra. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. Today, we will talk about Commons crypto and about us. I'm Sandra Ka. I'm coming from China. I'm sorry that you guys have to bear my Chinese accent. I'm a software engineer from Intel. Now I'm contributing to Apache Pig, mainly on the Pig on Spark branch and Apache Commons Crypto. Also, I contribute to OpenJDK. It's a pity my co-speaker, Dapeng San, cannot show up today. He's an Apache Commons committer and Apache Sentry PMC. I have a question. How many of you are familiar with JCE, Java Crypto Extension? Okay. Here's the agenda of this talk. First of all, before we discuss crypto, it would be better to take a very brief look at the cryptography. Then we will talk about what is Commons crypto and why did we create such a library. After that, I will try to dive into the details. We will talk about the performance secrets. At last, I will show you that Commons crypto is securing big data, and I will also show you some API samples. Okay, cryptography is a very big topic. I'm not going to cover all the facets. Let's only recap the primitives, the low-level algorithms. They can be classified as the following kinds. First, symmetric encryption is used for confidentiality. DES, TripDS, RC4, and ACE are the very popular algorithms. Second, asymmetric encryption. They are used for authentication or key exchange. RSA, ECC are very famous. Third, the hash algorithm is to provide a digit fingerprint for message integrity. Authenticated encryption is a fundamental primitive. There's a combination of confidentiality and integrity. Also, there are two kinds of random number generator, the pseudo number generator and the true random number generator. I have to mention a concept, mode of operation. It blurs the self output to avoid identical output from the identical input. Okay, let's back to Commons crypto. What is Commons crypto? It's a high performance Java library optimized with ASI. It derives OpenCL as the engine. Let's look at the history. Intel Big Data team created the Chimera project. Apache Commons crypto, the original form Chimera. Okay, let's look at the features. It provides the low-level SQL API, like the JCE. Right now, it only supports AES algorithm now. You can use it to encrypt your data or to implement your protocols. They also provide a high-level stream API. You can use it to encrypt the data from stream or from a channel that has a true random number generator. Then the question, JCE in hand, why did we invent a wheel? I will talk about the background and the motivation. Some Java cryptographic protocols such as SASO are using efficient or weak low-level algorithms such as TripDS, RC4, and MD5. You know that Hadoop and Spark users own very big data. If they choose a efficient algorithm, the user data is vulnerable to attack. What's more, the performance of JSA is a bottleneck. If we take both security and the performance into account, JSA is impractical for the big data users. Then, to which algorithm for the data encryption? We know that the DES is broken and the triple DES is too slow. Yes, RC4 is well known as fast, but considered to be insecure in recent years. Both Mozilla and Microsoft recommended to disable RC4. When it comes to security, AES is a winner. However, the problem is that AES performance in JDK is not good enough, especially for the big data user. Okay, let's take a look at the benchmark numbers. As this chart shows, you can see that triple DS is very slow, and yes, RC4 is very fast. It's faster than AES in JDK8. We can see clearly that AES in crypto has amazing result. They can even four times faster than RC4. Okay, let's look at the authenticated encryption. Now, the ecosystem is mostly using this one and this one. AES-GCM is a new algorithm, and it was designed for high performance. It was not used in, it was not popular in Java world because it's not supported in JDK 7. And the performance in JDK 8 is awful. You can see that only few megabytes per second. Yes, it was improved in JDK 9, but still far behind the Common Crypto. Common Crypto is about 6 times faster than the mostly used algorithm here. So, AES-GCM mode in Common Crypto is a better alternative. Okay, let's look at the random number generator. In some sequences, pseudorandom has an advantage. But in other circumstances, let's say a server application generated pseudo a random key and exchange with the client. An attacker can guess the key by observing a sequence of the output. So from this reason, it's insecure. So if you want to generate the key, please use a security random or the crypto random. Both of them are strong, but we can see clearly that the performance gap between these two. Again, Common Crypto is a winner. Okay, here comes the conclusion. Common Crypto is secure and fast. It's a better alternative. Use Common Crypto to secure your big data and the no performance bottleneck. You may be asked, how does crypto get so fast? Here comes the performance secret. Secret one is ASI. NI here means new instruction set. The spec said that AES algorithm has 10 or 14 rounds. Each round consists of several processing steps, such as missing columns, shift rows, or substitute bytes. All these steps are complex and time-consuming. With AES-NI, use only a single instruction. All these steps will be done by the CPU. It will improve the performance remarkably. Yes, ASI has been enabled in the JVM. However, the performance is still far behind Common Crypto. Why? Here is the secret to pipeline. Pipeline means the instruction level parallelism. Let's take ASENC, this instruction for example. This instruction calls the 7 CPU clock cycles. Let's look at the upper picture. The two instructions here, the destination register are the same. There's a data dependency here. So the second instruction have to wait for 7 clock cycles until the first instruction is finished. Let's look at the lower picture. The destination register are different. So there's no data dependency. And all these instructions can be executed in parallel. You can see that in 12 clock cycles, we can finish the 6 instructions. You see, it will also improve the performance remarkably. There are also other performance secrets. The assembly code in OpenCL is well optimized. There are many tricky skills to improve the performance. And also there are other hardware acceleration is enabled in OpenCL, such as careless multiplication instruction. This one is for GCM mode. And the Intel security key, this instruction is for the true random number generator. OpenCL also supports other architectures like PowerPC or ARM. And however, the implementation in hotspot is not well optimized in JDK 8. You may ask, why not optimize JVM? Yes. Good news is that JDK 9 is becoming fast. This ticket enables the careless multiplication instruction for GCM mode and got about 60 times faster performance gain. But it's still far behind the Common Crypto because the implementation is not well optimized. We also have contributed two patches to OpenJDK. The first one is for ASR CTR mode. We got 5 to 8 times performance gain, and then the second for the ASCPC mode. We got about 15 to 50% gain. The bad news is that we have to wait for years to adopt Java 9 in production. The big data community can't wait to use Common Crypto because the performance matters for the user. The first one is we increment the shuffle in Spark. We know that Spark has a shuffle stage. The file will write into the disk. We have to encrypt it. If not, the user data will be vulnerable to attack. The second and the third are for the Hadoop distributed file system. Before Common Crypto, they use a TripleDS RC4 to increase the data file. Now we use ASI and get the more strong and performance is very high. The fourth is for the RPC performance in Edge Base. There are two Jiras in development. The first is for the RPC encryption for Spark. The other is RPC encryption for Hadoop. Okay, here are the API samples. The upper one for ING is very similar as the JCE. We create a random and call the method just like the JCE. The low one is for example for equation battle array. Java developer can learn the APIs very quickly because they are similar as the JCE. Here an example for description the byte buffer. You can allocate a direct memory and improve the performance. Okay, it's an example for the stream API. You can use a stream API to input the data from stream or the channel. Here the we encrypt the data from a stream. It's very similar as the cipher output stream or the cipher input stream in JDK. But the performance is better than the JDK implementation. Okay, here's the status. The first version released, and ASCBC and ASCTAR are supported. The ASGC mode is not released, but it will be included in the next release. Feature work, we want to cover more facets in Qubit, like support semantic key algorithms such as ICA, ECC, and so on. If you are interested to contributing to this project, you can create a Jira or pull request in GitHub. Okay, that's all of conversation. Any questions?
My question is, you said you are using the Intel support for the encryption, right? The CPU?
We are using OpenCL as the low-level engine.
Yeah, so my question is, if you are using the crypto on different CPUs like AMD or something else, is it still so fast?
Yes, because OpenCL has a very good, well-optimized implementation in PowerPC, ARM, and other platforms.
I had the same question, but to your answer, that's fine. I saw that you are using the random number generator from the Intel CPU. Isn't it a risk because we don't know what they put inside? I mean, the USA might want to put some small tricks that make it not that random as it should be. Can it be disabled?
Intel technical secret key technical. It generates the random number by the CPU. We can use this instruction to generate a true random number.
True to some extent. They don't tweak the algorithm and not saying us. You know, the NSA can ask Intel to do something that we don't want. You see what I mean? It happened already, so.
I'm sorry, I can't.
I'm trying to be a bit slower. We don't know what the US government might ask Intel to do in the chip. We have no control on it. So if they want to add some tweak in the algorithm that generates some secure random number, we might not know about it. So is it a possibility that we can not use the Intel secure key, for instance?
You mean that if you use the algorithm to implement it, you know that it... I'm sorry, kind of the criteria. Sorry.
I'm going to ask on the mailing list, that's fine. I mean, it's okay.
I don't know the hardware implementation details. I only know is you can use only a single instruction, you can get the true random number.
Can you turn off the hardware if you want?
Yes.
Hi, I have just a question about just your comment there about assembly code and OpenSSL. Do you make changes to OpenSSL? Like, are you importing OpenSSL in Common Script Crypto? Like, do you push changes back into OpenSSL, or are you modifying it in Common Crypto in some way? So what I want to know
part
is
part of the deployment, OpenSSL deployment issue.
Well, are you importing OpenSSL as is, or are you taking the source code from OpenSSL and changing it internally?
I didn't change the implementation code.
Okay.
I just imported it.
So if you make an improvement to OpenSSL, do you push that back into the OpenSSL project?
I didn't modify the OpenSSL code. I just modified the hotspot code.
Okay. And just secondly, I just didn't quite get in your Java examples, like, why can't you just use the JCE API and plug in your changes as a provider? So, like, rather than use a different, like, why not use secure random API and make a provider that gets the numbers from the Intel hardware chip?
Yes, there's a random number provider. But I think for the big data user, there's a deployment issue. You have to put the provider in the dedicated folder.
Okay.
As a dedicated.
Okay. Well, you can do it programmatically as well, right? I mean, via the secure random API, you can.
No, no. Common Crypto didn't provide a provider.
Okay. Thanks.
No other questions? Well, let's thank once again Sian Chandri for his wonderful talk. Thank you.
Thank you.